美国神韵艺术团将于2010年1月26号至31号在佛州的劳德代尔堡等三个城市连演六场。佛州联邦、州和地方的多名政要褒奖和致信，感谢神韵连续三年把中国传统文化带给佛州的观众。
美国联邦参议员乔治·勒米厄和比尔·纳尔逊赞扬神韵艺术团对佛罗里达州的演艺界做出的重要贡献。勒米厄在贺信中说，每年神韵艺术团的演出是世界上这类活动中最壮观的，佛罗里达州很自豪地举办这样一个非凡的庆典。佛州众议员格斯·比利拉基斯、安达·克伦肖等对佛州能承办神韵艺术团的演出深感荣幸。众议员比尔·海勒称神韵艺术团是世界上最卓越的中国舞蹈和音乐表演团体。神韵连续三年莅临佛罗里达，当地多个城市的市长和议员也表示期待。劳德代尔堡市长约翰·塞勒说，我们热切盼望神韵艺术团通过音乐和舞蹈的形式展示中国的传统文化。杰克逊维尔市市长约翰·佩顿在贺信中称赞神韵艺术团是中国古典文化的守护者。神韵纽约艺术团于1月26日和27日在佛州的劳德代尔堡布劳沃德中心连演两场，之后将赴圣彼得堡和杰克逊维尔再演出四场。新唐人记者朱峰，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
钢琴家罗多夫·格瑞麦克1月26日携全家观赏了佛州罗德代尔堡的神韵晚会，在欣赏了顶级的表演艺术的同时，全家人更有意外的收获。一起来看一看。
对于钢琴家格瑞麦克一家人来说，神韵晚会不仅仅是一场顶级的艺术演出，深深打动他们的是神韵的博大内涵，也是全家人意外的收获。
I love it. It was a wonderful, emotional and inspiring, all throughout, not only the music, I mean the message, the dancing, everything that has been conveyed with colors and the true inner spirit that China has really touched my heart. Basically, you are sending a message of truth, a truth that, that moves the spirit of the people, seeing that there is a plan, there is a salvation.
格瑞麦克的妻子原本想来欣赏中国舞，没想到演出传递的信息如此的震撼人心。
I loved it very much, very very much. I was very moved by it, and like what he said, the thing that struck me was the fact that it isn't just entertainment. It's beautiful entertainment, but it carries a very very strong message, and that was a surprise.
艾丽的姐姐凯认为，基督徒等宗教人士看了神韵都会受到鼓舞。
It was just encouraging and inspiring, just the whole performance. And I think in the way that people shared their faith, I think that's a message perhaps to people of all faiths who are under persecution, such as Christians.
格瑞麦克的两个女儿也完全沉醉于纯善纯美的中国古典舞意境之中。
It was beautiful. It's really graceful and delicate. I thought it was beautiful. I love the colors.
新唐人记者江梅、朱峰，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
1月27号的晚间，神韵纽约艺术团结束了在佛州劳德代尔堡市的第二场演出，现场的观众用热烈的掌声来表达他们内心的感动和赞叹。佛州都瑞尔中文学校的校长为神韵所展现的精湛艺术和深邃的中国文化所折服，他感叹神韵之美是世界顶级。
佛州都瑞尔中文学校校长李梦荣是第一次观赏神韵，他对演出给予极高的评价。
我是觉得我看到这表演，就是他们从各的我们中华民族的这各个种族啊，表现他的这整个的美非常的棒。那我是因为我是第一次看，那我是非常的这个 surprise，而且我对于整个的这个节目的流这个非常的流畅，那我是觉得这是一个很好的一个文化节目，所以我今天很高兴说带着我外国朋友一块来看，那我相信对我们来说都是一个震撼。我们单纯就这个文化的层面来讲，它的美啊绝对是在这个顶级。
李梦荣还认为神韵晚会的节目所表现的故事价值观对孩子富有极深的教育意义。
以武松打虎的部分，当然就是要教育孩子们这个要不畏强权啊，基本上就是要这个仗义直言。那刚才看到这个妈妈跟这孩子之间的这个生离死别，我这眼泪都在眼眶当中。那我觉得这也是一个我们很好教育孩子的部分。
李梦荣相信劳德代卯的民众已经在期许神韵艺术团2011年的世界巡演了。
我也希望神韵舞蹈团啊能够再接再厉，每年都来。那我相信因为以目前来讲就是它的口碑非常的好，所以虽然我错过了前两年，那这次虽然这是第三年，我相信对我来讲我明年还会带很多的朋友来看这样的表演。
对于神韵巡回艺术团因为港府的拒发签证而被迫取消香港演出，李梦荣表示非常遗憾，这么美的演出他希望能和香港民众分享。
我相信全世界每个角落我们就美的观点来看，都欢迎这样的表演能够就是毫无阻扰的可以到各个地方自由的演出，这是我衷心希望的。
新唐人记者江梅、朱峰、劳德、戴尔堡报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团刚刚结束了在美国首府华盛顿的七场演出，马不停蹄地赶往佛罗里达州的劳德代尔堡，26日晚上在那里的首场演出再创票房爆满佳绩。请看来自前方记者发来的报道。
这是美国神韵艺术团第三次莅临佛罗里达州的劳德代尔堡。神韵纽约艺术团1月26日晚在布劳沃德中心的首场演出倾倒了全场2000多名观众。华人观众尤其为神韵演出感到骄傲。
当我们看到这个场面都热热闹闹满座的，我们非常高兴。很多的show啊都不是说能够这样爆满的，那么我们为中国这样高兴，非常高兴，
很感动。
舞蹈我喜欢的舞蹈，舞蹈跟服装都很漂亮，很漂亮的。
很好很好，好，那接着再来看，不错不错，很好，真的。服装啊，音响啊，什么每方面都很好。
佛州的艺术家们也慕名前来，他们惊叹世界第一秀果然名不虚传。
The production is beautiful. It's funny and beautiful and whimsical and charming and surprising. It's great.
Oh, I thought it was fabulous. They were such a talented group of people and youngsters, even the little one, very cute. Loved every minute of it.
神韵连续三年莅临佛州，已经拥有不少新老粉丝。劳德希尔市市长卡普兰第二年来看神韵，依然感到耳目一新。
It's quite interesting, the color and the dancing, and I can tell that the performers work very hard to put together the production that they do.
I was indeed very well pleased, and I think I'm coming back tomorrow again because it was just worth it.
Oh, tomorrow night also, so I'll have time to tell all my friends.
1月27日晚，神韵在劳德代尔堡还将演出一场。新唐人记者朱峰，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
1月26号晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团在劳德代尔堡的首场演出吸引了很多艺术家慕名而来，资深芭蕾教师亚历山大·艾琳就是其中的一位，来听听他的感受。
出身于舞蹈世家的亚历山大·艾琳曾拥有一所芭蕾舞学校，有多年的芭蕾舞教学经验，他对神韵演出中的中国古典舞情有独钟。
What I really enjoyed the most is the floating girls. I don't know what else to call them. When they walk, you know, with that little step, it is so marvelous. I don't think there was one out of place.Everyone was in place, and I mean, I'm going home with a very good feeling of seeing this because to me, this is completely different than the American or Canadian dance.
艾琳也惊叹于神韵的编舞水平以及演员的高超技巧。
I love the work you kids do. It's just marvelous, really and truly. I know it takes a lot of time, a lot of patience.
通过欣赏神韵节目，艾琳领略到中华文化如此博大精深。
To me, that was so.Exciting, and just everything had a story and a meaning. And I said to myself, you know, this is all coming back after all these years.
艾琳认为神韵演出是最好的，回家后还会细细品味每个节目。新唐人记者朱峰、杨丽，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
1月27号晚间，神韵纽约艺术团在劳德戴尔堡布劳沃德表演艺术中心上演的第二场晚会吸引了很多华裔观众，一起去分享他们的观感。
赫伯特·里是国际矿业公司副总裁，他和太太被神韵演出一幕幕精美的画面深深吸引。
Oh, very nice. I loved it very much. Yes, very nice. Yeah. I would recommend it to anybody.
I like the impression of how they show the background and how the traditional background many years ago to remind people what is China, you know. So it's very, very nice. And I enjoyed the show very much.
华裔观众感叹晚会呈现的美，感谢演员们辛苦的付出。
Feel like heaven. There is a part, the nice, wonderful, you know, heavenly dress. Yes, that was pretty.
They performance, they really put their heart and their hard work and their mind into get this dance done as beautiful and as possible. So that part I appreciate.
两位华人女孩都是第一次观赏神韵，她们的笑容表达了内心的喜悦。
我感觉很好啊，我很开心，我来看，水准很高，
乐团还有跟那个舞蹈都很棒，都很杰出。对，
观众们还表达了他们对神韵艺术团香港演出被迫取消事件的看法。
Oh yes, I think they should have show like that. I think people will enjoy it very, very much, as I enjoy it today. Yes, and I can't wait to see more of it.
我觉得很遗憾，我看到今天在网上我看到的，我来之前在网上上网我才看到的，我觉得挺遗憾的。
每个人都应该有权利的。
新唐人记者江梅、朱峰，佛州劳德戴尔堡报道。
神韵的演出中，大型的舞蹈倾倒了无数的观众。在美国佛罗里达州观看演出的人群中，不乏芭蕾等各类舞蹈的习武者，他们表示神韵让他们认识到中国古典舞原来是世界上最高雅和富有内涵的舞蹈体系。
珍妮斯·奥伯尤和女儿阿曼达都曾学习芭蕾舞，看完神韵后深深迷上了中国古典舞。
It was absolutely the most elegant, graceful, profound dancing I've ever seen in out of all dances. You know, it was so, the women are goddesses.They are just, it's everything flows and it's smooth and it just portrays the soul of the women and what they want to get across. And the male, they had like the yang energy. It was just, it was beautiful. It was such a balance of interaction between the male and female.
芭蕾舞者波甘惊叹于演员技巧之高超，但愿自己也能和他们共舞。
Excitement.I can actually, as a dancer myself, I can feel it right here that I wish I was on the stage as well. It's beautiful.
神韵对于珍妮斯来说不仅仅是一场艺术飨宴。
My message was about love, and I just didn't think about this performance. I thought about the world, totally. And that's where we all need to be. And it just brought a lot back in our media. We're not showing.And we need to get back to what our human roots are. And this brought us back to our roots.
Lot of qi, very, very, happy, positive qi inside. This is the world need the most, femininity and also spirituality and this beautiful message for the peace.
新唐人记者朱峰、杨丽，佛州劳德戴尔堡报道。
1月26日和27日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在佛州罗德戴尔堡的两场演出均爆满，世界第一秀再次震撼了现场4000多名观众。很多中西方观众表示，港府应该拥抱神韵，让港人享有欣赏世界顶级演出的权利。
佛州杜瑞尔市议员迪帕丘认为，神韵艺术团向世界展示中华传统非常重要，他会推荐每个人来看，并希望港府拥抱神韵。
To the Hong Kong government, I would say to open your doors to the Chinese people and the rest of the world and embrace.
杜瑞尔中文学校校长李梦荣也希望港府三思。
我是觉得挺遗憾的，因为可能有一些他们太主观的一些想法啊，就隔绝了这种文化交流的这种机会。那当然，我也希望大家能够用一种更宽广的心哈，来接纳不同的声音、不同的意见。
佛州的艺术家们被神韵演出的艺术之美与精神内涵而着迷，他们由衷的希望神韵能去香港和大陆演出。
I think everybody in the world should see beauty and truth. I believe that it should never be hidden. Let people make up their minds on what they believe it to be.
I think they should apologize, and I think they should take a look at what this is, and they should realize that this is something that the world is embracing. Why aren't they embracing it?
I think they should try to have the show there, definitely. It's well worth seeing.
新唐人记者朱峰、杨丽，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
美国神韵艺术团第三年莅临美国佛州劳德代尔堡，已经拥有很多艺术家粉丝，他们说从神韵中学到了很多。来听听两位佛州画家的感受。
画家加纳勒表示，神韵演出深深打动他的心，并且给他的创作带来了灵感。
As a creative person, I can carry that through into my work now.So this was just a really wonderful experience. Because when you do art or something, you want to get in touch and understand where it's all coming from. Well, the combination of the music and the dance and just the colors, the stories, when you put all that together, it was just very uplifting, very inspiring.
水彩画家亨德森尤其欣赏神韵的天幕和色彩。
Well, I thought the landscapes of China were fantastic, and it was very imaginative.Very imaginative. The colors were quite beautiful. The scarves and the whole performance was fantastic. Really was beautiful.
中国古典舞的声韵声法和技巧也让他们非常的惊叹。
I thought it was very professional, and the grace and beauty of the traditional Chinese dance is quite awesome. I had no idea that it was so lovely.
Not only color, but the fabrics and how the silk, they manipulated the silk. I can't even walk in a long dress, let alone when you think about how they're dancing in these long dresses and moving the silk around and the colors. It was absolutely fantastic. It was amazing.
新唐人记者杨丽、朱峰，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。
布里斯·戴安娜是美国公共电视的副总裁兼高级制作人。他在观看了1月27号在佛州劳德代尔堡市上演的第二场神韵演出之后表示，神韵让他大开眼界。
美国公共电视副总裁兼高级制作人布里斯·戴安娜认为神韵演出非常精彩。
I think the performance was extraordinary. The choreography and all the precision of the dancers was amazing. That was enhanced with the costuming and the props that were used.
戴安娜称赞神韵舞蹈演员的表演非常完美。
The male dancers were, you know, very much more rigid, but the females were so graceful and fluid in their movement. The maiden dance, and I thought that was lovely. That was lovely. And then the fans were gorgeous, very, very well used, very beautiful.
神韵演唱家的歌声也让他印象深刻。
The male tenor.His voice was very, very dynamic and extraordinary, and I would love to hear him in different kind of supporting roles. I thought they were all very, very, very professional. The soprano was lovely. And then there was a whole new appreciation, too, for the words that they sang and the fact that it was displayed on the screen.
戴安娜认为神韵演出必将大放异彩。
It is an eye-opener.That needs to be shared, and my understanding is that the audiences are growing and growing, and that those who have seen it one year will come back because it's a brand new show.
新唐人记者杨丽、朱峰，佛州劳德代尔堡报道。